Lovely. Thank you, Bill. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. And to Ken, thank you for being on the call, Ken. A special shout out given the time frames. If I could just do a couple of thank yous to start with as well. Thank you to Bill as the chair and to each of you as members of the Advisory Council. Being able to come together at a more frequent basis than what we traditionally used to do as we move through this period of sustainability reporting, it's really valuable that we're able to put these meetings in and have your advice at the time in which it's required as we move through our different processes. So very much thank you for being available and being engaged. As well to those members of the council that have already sent me comments based on the documents we sent out, thank you very much as well. You know, your ability to turn around information and provide that at relatively short notice. I will reiterate the desire to certainly use the mute button, please. I've got quite a bit then. But your ability to turn around information is incredibly grateful. And so thank you to those that have already done that unprompted. So if I could ask my colleagues to then move through the opening slides, please. Lovely. Thank you very much. So at the purpose of this fairly brief session, Advisory Council members, is to bring you up to date, first of all, what's occurred since we last met as a council, and secondly, to set up the engagement we'd like to do in the breakout session with you. The slides I'll take you through will be at a fairly quick pace. I'm working on the basis that you've already been able to read what I'd sent out in advance, but there is certainly some important points here that I would like to raise. Firstly, that the trustees have now met formally twice in calendar year 2021 and are planning to meet again at the end of this month of April. We'd already briefed you on what occurred in February, so this is primarily on what's occurred around the March trustee meeting and afterwards. I'd also like to make particular mention to IOSCO. I know at least Marie would be on the call today, but importantly, as I go through these comments, you will see that IOSCO has played a particularly important role in onto the public record of what their intentions are in working with the foundation. So there was an announcement on the 24th of February, which was very much around the support to the direction the trustees had given an indication they would do from their February trustee meeting, and as well also around a desire around consideration of future endorsement of the board and its standards. If I could go to the next slide, please. Lovely. So coming from the March trustee meeting, and we would have sent all council members a copy of this announcement beforehand, but I just wanted to go over this at a fairly high level. There were important areas that the trustees took views on in terms of the strategic direction of the new board. Firstly, it was around a board which would have an investor focus for enterprise value, and that was felt very much consistent with the focus of the foundation at this current time. And the next point was around scope, and we had discussed this at length in our Advisory Council meeting in November. But I want to be really clear on this because there has been some little of misunderstanding. That the trustees have said they will prioritise climate, but certainly will look in other areas of the ESG matters where they are important to investors. So it is not only about climate, it's prioritising climate, but not only, it's a broader focus throughout the ESG. We were encouraged very much by the Council as well to build upon existing frameworks. That came through very strongly in the feedback to the consultation as well. And the trustees have given that direction of building upon the existing work. In fact, that work is kicking off in greater detail this week. And certainly the final area was around that view of the building blocks approach by making sure that we're working with the key jurisdictions that they were producing, the board would be able to produce globally consistent and comparable baseline standards where other jurisdictions could build upon that baseline standards if they would desire to do so. Thank you. Next slide, please. Lovely. Then we came to the March, end of March period, and there was another announcement by the trustees, which was giving further information to those last two areas around building upon the work of the existing standard setters and certainly the building blocks approach. What we also then welcomed was to hear further from IOSCO, and that was then providing further information on what they had signalled from their 24th of March announcement and building therefore upon the greater work of what the trustees had indicated as well. So in effect, you had a sequencing of announcements, all building that sense of engagement and alignment in the key areas. Thank you. Next slide. And just to conclude that, IOSCO gave a clear sense of how it would set out its potential endorsement of the proposed Sustainability Standards Board and of its work, of the standards that it would then be producing. Thank you. Right, so setting up now, where are we today? We've had these announcements coming out, and the next critical step that the trustees need to consider is publishing the feedback statement that came from all of the responses to the 2020 consultation, most of which we've actually already covered through the February and March trustee meetings. And importantly as well, being in a place that we're able to put out for public comment proposed changes to the Foundation's constitution. That will be a process that once it's public will be for 90 days. And at the end of that, there will obviously be an analysis of what's been come through the consultation process in order to then present recommendations to the trustees of those proposed changes. We'll obviously want to engage before that occurs with the Advisory Council. And so given the sequencing of this, it's something that I will need to talk to Bill as the Chair of the Council to determine if we're able to bring the Council together at an appropriate time. Importantly, we want to make sure we've got the right level of engagement as we move through this process with the Monitoring Board. There have already been briefings with the Monitoring Board at what's known as the deputies level, and we are fortunate also to have an upcoming meeting with the Monitoring Board principals as well. The trustees remain on track to making sure that they've got all the elements in place that they need for the appropriate announcements at COP26. But I must say, Council, it has been a very tight timeframe. If I could then go to the next slide. Thank you. Keep going. Lovely. Let me then just set up a little bit of time as we get to our breakout sessions. And Bill had already covered some of this in his introductory remarks. So we've structured the session. I know it will be feeling fairly tight on time to go through some key areas using some open questions around the potential changes to the Constitution. Now, it's important to note that in considering these changes, we're really asking the council what needs to change with the constitution. And I know some may say, well, you know, can you explain further what processes might be happening in regarding the appointment of people to the new board, or what's happening with regarding funding situation and so forth. As Bill had indicated, we're more than happy to engage with the council further on those areas as we have done previously, but we really need to be quite tight around elements that change for the constitution, not necessarily what are outside of those. So if you can work with us on that today, that would be very appreciated. And equally, as I said earlier, we will have a 90-day consultation period. At the end of that, once the analysis is done, we need to provide responses to the trustees and then seek their approvals, which requires under our constitution a 75% support. Now, again, to reiterate an important message from Bill, please don't feel this is the only opportunity in this session to provide feedback around the constitution. As I'd indicated, a number of colleagues had already proactively had sent comments through, which was greatly appreciated. Certainly after this session, my contact details are available to any council member if you wish to raise a particular matter, either with myself or with Bill as the chair, that would be appropriate. And obviously as well, there's the formal consultation period once that we're out for public comment as well. But please don't feel in any way constrained. We are trying to move these processes through at an appropriate pace, but also with the rigour of what you would expect us to do as well. So, last slide, and that would be great. Thank you. So already you may have seen that we have a number of areas that we want to engage in our breakout sessions. I've been fortunate that the chairs of each of the breakout sessions, I've had some brief time with them to give them a sense around elements of each of these areas. And as well, I or one of my colleagues who've been heavily involved in the work today will operate as a facilitator as well to make sure that you're feeling as well informed as we can as we go through these sessions. Where do we go from today? Well, we'll hear the summary coming from the chairs together with other information that may come that will be brought into the engagement as we lead up to our trustee meeting at the end of this month. So very much this is on time feedback that we're then able to present to the trustees. Well, what did we hear from council? What were their areas of advice? And so again, let me just thank all that are available here for this session. It is greatly appreciated that in this timing we can receive your advice. Thank you. I'll pass back to you, Bill, then, for any other remarks.
Great. Well done, Lee. Thank you very much. Lee, we already have two questions. One, I think, if you could quickly respond on slide 5, which is the March trustee statement. There's reference made to a working group, and Osman, and I'm sure others are wondering, who will be on that working group? Is it trustees only?
Is that the working group regarding the building upon the existing work of standard setters? It will be a working group which is comprised of groups such as the TCFD, the Value Reporting Foundation, the WEF and so forth. Groups, Bill, that have already been working on a type of prototype of a climate financial related disclosures. We'll also be inviting the ISB to be part of that. And also I believe IOSCO will be there as an observer.
Okay, great. Alain asks a question about funding, which I'm sure is the all important question of funding. This is on everyone's mind. I'm not sure if today is the opportunity or the time to talk about that. But Lee, on funding, what do you normally like to say at this point?
Look, it's an important point of focus for all the trustees. We need to certainly make sure that we can shape what our, I think Elaine's reference is to the new board. That's important. So please don't feel we don't wish to engage on it, but we need, this is all about getting the right sequencing. We need to receive the advice from council on what they feel is the right sentiments for the shaping of the board, for it to be in the constitution. And equally, we certainly need to make sure that that can be well funded.
We are going to move to the breakout sessions in just a moment. And Lee, if you wouldn't mind, Bileng, you had a question, the same slide as Osman had, the working group. Why don't you ask Lee your question, please, Bileng?
Thank you, Bill. My question is whether the foundation has actually decided or determined the type of subcommittees or working committees, rather than, or is it being set up as and when, you know, the need arises?
Well, we've certainly given a sense already, Bileng, that we will have two working groups, one working very much around the engagement of building upon the work that's already done. And certainly we want to make sure we can move further ahead with the suggestion that came originally from IOSCO on a multilateral working group as well. So both will be happening concurrently. If your question is also, will there be other thoughts of other groups as we move through the process? Yes, I wouldn't rule that out, but these were the two that were the most prominent at this time and came very much as a natural evolution of the analysis of the consultation paper.
Thanks, Lee. And Alain, I think that answers your second, your other question as to whether or not there's the working group is different from the multi-stakeholder expert consultative committee. Russell, you had a question. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, thanks. Just wanted to make a comment in discussing this with our team here in advance of the meeting. We just we offer that we think the sort of overriding imperative of all these considerations should be the need to move with speed, and recognizing the difficulty of balancing geographies, right, stakeholder balance, which group is going to provide strategic versus technical, that those are all really challenging. And if you try to answer all those questions, I think it's going to really slow things down. So recognize that putting some, you know, initial structures in place to get the body of, you know, the initial body of work well underway. You can always, you know, 2-3 years time, then reevaluate the balance and the stakeholder needs and so forth and adjust from there. So just as we have the conversations, we would suggest that speed be at the basis of the considerations. Thank you.
Lovely. Thank you, Russell. I understand the sentiment. And yeah, we're trying to find the right balance of making sure the pace is there with the rigor. But certainly, as you said, you know, the trustees having a responsibility and also a desire that if they wish to change the constitution at a later point, then they certainly can do so as well. So understand. Thank you.
All right. Very good. Lee, thank you very much. And thanks everyone for your questions. We're going to now move to the breakout sessions. And we have for long talked about the benefits of the breakout sessions, particularly when we meet face to face. And it's about the only way that a group this size can operate efficiently. But we haven't yet tried that, the breakout sessions in this context using this technology. But it's been very well organized. Stephanie Taylor of staff has sent each of you an email along with the agenda. On the top of that agenda, you'll see which group you're in. The four groups are going to be chaired by Vijay, by Maria Angeles, by James Luke, and then the fourth group is going to be chaired by Osman. So the agenda that you received from Stephanie, it came from the IFRS Advisory Council account. That will have your group and the necessary login information. So I would ask you now to log into your to that working group. And I think Stephanie's email also had instructions should you have any technical problems. Simon should be available to provide some assistance. So let's do that. Let's go to our breakout sessions, and then we will reconvene after the breakout sessions.
Okay, lovely. Thank you, Bill.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
See you shortly.